On this day, 27th May, 1921. Brutal intimidation at polls. Not merely in the opinion, but to the knowledge of men who have had experience of elections in Belfast during the past 40 years, the circumstances under which people polled in this city yesterday were wholly unprecedented. It is no exaggeration to say that thousands of Catholic voters were brutally prevented from exercising the franchise. Large numbers were driven away from the polls in parts of North and South Belfast, but it was in East and West Belfast that deliberately organized and carefully prepared arrangements for preventing people from going to the polling booths were put into practical operation. In these two divisions, there were no parliamentary elections in the real sense of the word. There were displays of brutal mob violence. From an early hour, the booths in many districts were surrounded by excited gangs of people, the major portion of whom were shipyard workers who spotted Catholic voters with unerring precision and proceeded to fill the hospital wards. Things were almost as bad in the hostile districts of West Belfast, scenes of terrorism and violent intimidation during which anti-partition voters were stabbed, beaten and mercilessly maltreated, marked Ulster Election Day in the Newtownards Road. Voters were brutally attacked, knives were used on them, and in cases, victims made footballs of by unionist hooligans who were allowed to monopolise the thoroughfare. Taxicabs conveying anti-partition voters from the Foundry Street district were stoned. The Catholics had their first sample of partition and free exercise of the franchise under its regime. The number of police on the Newtownards Road and about the polling booths was totally inadequate to afford protection to voters. An armoured car patrolled the entire district. The most amazing affair of the terror scenes of the day arose during the escort of voters to Saunders Street, Newtownards Road. An old man named Harry Crawford alighted at Saunders Street, registered his vote, and in emerging from the station was jumped on by a ferocious mob. The poor old chap was severely maltreated before being rescued by an armoured car. During the day, the two anti-partition candidates, Messrs. T.J. Campbell, K.C. Natapan Archie Savage, Sinn Féin, were engaged in making representation to the authorities in order to secure protection for their supporters. Eamon Phoenix editors note, in Belfast in particular, the first elections to the Enniwan Parliament were marked by scenes of mob violence and intimidation, as thousands of nationalist voters displaced during the sectarian expulsions of 1920 returned to their former districts to claim their votes. Outside the city, however, there were few incidents. Overall, there was a record poll of 89%.